Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the biblical book of Daniel, lesson 4, from furnace to palace. Thirsty, the secret of such a faith. The Apostle Paul wrote a letter to the Hebrews, and in chapter 11, we read interesting verses about believing, trusting in God. The Apostle Paul, he is one who explains that many people in the Bible had this special belief, this trusting in God that made them to heroes of faith. And in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, he starts about the definition of faith. In verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. That's important. To get a good report by God. These three young men, these friends of Daniel, they had made a wonderful career in their twins. They had climbed the ladder of career there in the Babylonian kingdom as slaves. They were one of the prominent people of this kingdom. Therefore, they had been invited, because only the prominent ones were invited for this event, not the low ones. The king wanted the leaders to follow down in front of the golden image. And they were ready to lose everything what they had gained up to this point in time. Everything. They were ready to lose it, because they did not want to lose their God. Do you see how we should act like these three young men? They were so full of faith, trusting their God. They thought, well, if we die, we die. What's the problem? He is the one who has been risen from the dead, and we will be risen from the dead as well. And then we will be with him together forever. So what's the problem? If we live here for 20 years or for 60 years, what's the difference? But there is a difference if we will end in the second death forever, or in everlasting life. So they had a view far, far into the future. And this view, and this trusting, this loving relationship to their Father in heaven, to the Lord Jesus Christ, just made them so firm. Yet I had a firm resolution within them. We want to stay true, loyal to our God in heaven. He is the one who has made everything. He is the Father of heavens and earth. He is the one whom we will see. And he will reward us. It is a faith, as it's written here. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This is what we need for future.